Last fall, the Tomahawk School District set out to develop a new community education program. And after plenty of work behind the scenes, it's moving closer to launch. For WJJQ News, I'm Zach Garner. At their meeting Tuesday, the Tomahawk School Board heard an update on the community education program from Taylor Remington. Along with some other duties, she was hired by the district in December to essentially build that program from the ground up. A number of other districts around the state, including Rhinelander, do have similar programs, and Remington has been able to use them as a blueprint while still catering to Tomahawk's needs. Earlier this year, she conducted a community-wide survey, which provided quality feedback from the 160 respondents spanning a wide range of ages. Among survey topics was gauging interest in class offerings in categories like arts, outdoor recreation, fitness, and hobbies. Remington was cognizant of businesses that may offer similar services and stressed the goal is collaboration, not competition. An example she used would be bringing in the owner of a fitness facility who would then lead those classes. In addition to participating in the community education program, the district has also been working to develop policies for potential instructors. Coupled with the program, Remington has been helping to design the website, which would serve as a portal with class information, enrollment, and online payment options that is now available online. As for when the program begins, Remington anticipated a soft launch this summer with classes offered on a one-by-one basis. That would be ahead of an official launch in the fall with a fuller slate of classes. May marks a time of transition for schools, not only for the students, but staff as well. Around the state, longtime school staff are enjoying their final days before retirement, while new educators are getting ready to join the ranks. Tomahawk is no different. This year, they had around a dozen people set to retire or moving on to other positions outside of the district. At their meeting last night, the school board filled five of those roles, including an administrative hire in the high school. Justin Lauber was approved as the new associate principal. That role opened when Sherry Woodall moved down to the elementary, taking over for the retiring Guy Steckbauer. The board also approved four new teacher hires in the elementary, Hannah Fisher and Emily Bublitz, high school science teacher Kayla Kirschbaum, and THS alum Jarrett Flynn in high school tech ed. And following the April elections, last night's school board meeting began a new term. The lone new member was Lonnie Calhoun, who won as a write-in. With some shifting representation in districts, he essentially fills a vacancy after Sherry Hafman did not seek re-election. The board re-elected officers, including Ron Zimmerman as president, Kay Kissinger-Wolf as vice president. They had a number of typical spring approvals, including the graduation list, the food service contract, tentatively setting the 25-26 school calendar, as well as officially updating the end-of-the-year calendar for this year. They heard a presentation and approved the Raise Your Voice Club. I'll have a bit more on that topic in the coming days. Lastly, the Reapportionment Committee provided a brief update. They're currently gathering necessary petition signatures before some expected downtime over the summer. Further action on reapportionment would take place at the district's annual meeting, which is currently scheduled to take place in September. As part of UW-Madison's 175th anniversary, the Extension held a special forum in the Northwoods this past week, connecting campus and community and opening dialogue on issues affecting northern Wisconsin. Fittingly, for the 175th anniversary theme, the Extension Northwoods Forum brought together 175 participants in Lac des Flambeaux. It included elected officials, government administrators, nonprofit leaders, and other stakeholders. The forum included presentations, panels, and discussions across three tracks: local community infrastructure and economy, enhancing natural resources, and quality of life. Carl Martin is dean and director of UW-Madison Extension. He says our purpose was to provide a connection to campus for community leaders in the Northwoods and showcase our mission of research to practice, and we succeeded in that goal. We had lively discussions from our participants and great presentations from our experts. May is Mental Health Month, and Langlade County Health Department is looking to make it easier for residents to seek help. According to Langlade County Public Health Officer Megan Williams, the county has partnered with Credible Mind, an online platform aimed at connecting people to resources. She notes that finding a sense of calm and focusing on well-being can be daunting in a fast-paced society. The Credible Mind website can be a good starting place. The free website offers resources as well as connections to resources in a variety of formats, including video, podcast, apps, and books. Not only are the types of media diverse, so too are the topics, more than 200 in all, from stress and anxiety to mindfulness and nutrition. I will provide a link in the online version of the story. A growing program here in the Northwoods encourages young girls to run while building their social and life skills. The program is known as Girls on the Run, part of a nationwide program. There's a chapter located here in the Northwoods. A local chapter of Girls on the Run started in Minocqua 20 years ago and continues to grow, now stretching from Manitouish Waters in the north to Mosinee and Stevens Point in the south. The 10-week after-school program is based on running but also builds social and emotional skills in addition to the physical benefits. And each spring session culminates with a 5K run, which also serves as a celebration of sorts. There are two local runs coming up this weekend. The first, celebrating the 20th anniversary in Minocqua at Winter Park on Saturday. Then Sunday, they'll shift south to Merrill and the Riverbend Trail out of Agra Park. Memorial Day weekend is right around the corner, and experts are anticipating near-record travel. On Tuesday, AAA offered up their annual Memorial Day travel forecast. According to their analysis, more than 800,000 Wisconsin residents are expected to travel at least 50 miles over Memorial Day weekend. That'll be the second highest on record, falling just short of 2019. Debbie Haas is VP of Travel for AAA. She notes that Memorial Day weekend is typically the start of a very busy summer travel season. Here in the Northwoods, there's typically a steady influx of people returning to open cabins ahead of the summer. Northbound traffic should be heaviest next Friday evening. Southbound traffic typically peaks on Memorial Day afternoon. As for the prices at the pump, AAA says Wisconsin's statewide gas price average is currently tracking below the prices from Memorial Day of last year. And a bit of good news for motorists here in the Tomahawk area. Earlier this morning, we heard from Lincoln County Highway Commissioner Jason Lemmer, who says they're going to begin doing some paving work on their County Highway A project. Of course, that's that work between Highway 8 and the Tomahawk city limits, which began earlier this month. That paving work is expected to get underway next Monday and will continue through Thursday. Motorists should use an alternative route and can expect some delays during that part of the project. And that's a look at the local news for WJJQ. I'm Zach Garner.